smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
This is KMFM. It's 1 o'clock. Here's Joanna Earle.
The United States has issued a worldwide travel alert to its citizens in the wake of the Paris terror attacks. It's warning all Americans to avoid crowded places. Rachel has more for KMFM.
A security drill for police on the New York subway as the US is on alert. This new warning's focused on the transport system, as millions of Americans will be on the move this week for Thanksgiving.
Anybody who refuses to have their bag searched can be refused transit.
In Belgium, the Prime Minister says Brussels remains at its highest alert level.
We are still confronted with the same type of threat we were facing. The potential targets are the same.
And police hunting Paris terror suspect Salah Abdeslam have recovered a suspected suicide belt dumped in a rubbish bin.
This is KMFM News.
A man's appeared in court charged with murder following the death of his 85-year-old grandmother in Sittingbourne. Emergency crews were called to Rectory Road last Thursday. She died before she could be taken to hospital. 44-year-old Stuart Lay from Homewood Avenue in the town didn't enter a plea when he appeared. A trial date has been set for April. Three men have been arrested in Medway after videos were posted online by so-called paedophile hunters. Kieran's got the details for KMFM.
Well, the 47, 28 and 26-year-olds were held in Chatham and Gillingham on suspicion of grooming underage girls after the footage appeared on Facebook. They've all been bailed until June next year. Despite the arrest, police say they want to discourage people from taking the law into their own hands to avoid being put in possible danger.
KMFM News.
Alton Towers says human error was to blame for the crash on the Smiler roller coaster, which left five people seriously injured. The accident happened in June, where one of the ride's carriages smashed into a stationary one in front. The theme park's owners, Merlin Entertainment, says the ride will reopen next year. KMFM's been told attempts by asylum seekers in Calais to get on lorries heading to Kent has reduced to virtually zero because of a new security fence. The 37-kilometre barrier was put up following weeks of disruption at the French terminal over the summer by migrants camped nearby. Eurotunnel say they've had no disruption to services in recent weeks.
KMFM News.
We're again being urged to get tested for HIV after a major study revealed an increase in the number of people in Kent being diagnosed with it. A report out last year showed around 80 new cases of the disease among 15 to 59-year-olds every year since 2010. A special week dedicated to testing gets underway today. Faisal Khan's a public health consultant in Kent.
HIV hasn't gone away. It's there. It's better to get tested. You can't get cured, but there's good treatment out there, which means you can almost have a normal life expectancy.
Trading Standards in Kent are warning people not to buy cheap imitations of Back to the Future style hoverboards. The gadgets can cost up to £600, but dangerous replicas have been advertised online for less than £100. Officers have told KMFM firefighters had to be called after a hoverboard bought online caught alight whilst charging. And one of the dresses Julie Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz has sold for more than £1 million at auction. The blue and white checkered pinafore and blouse was sold by a private collector at Bonhams in New York.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Gillingham will be looking to bounce back from the weekend's defeat when they take on mid-table Rochdale tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Gills have dropped to second in League One after losing 4-1 at Coventry on Saturday. Boss Justin Edinburgh says they want to get back on track at Priestfield later.
We're learning on our feet. We're learning at the top end of the table, not mid-table where, you know, these things don't really matter and every game that we're playing right now is a big game.
Kick-off tonight at 7.45. On to cricket, and Kent's Sam Billings says England's upcoming T20 series with Pakistan is perfect preparation for next year's World 2020 in India. He was part of the side that beat the United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi yesterday. England have just beaten the same opponents in the one-day series, and the wicketkeeper wants to keep their limited overs form going.
We feel this whole squad can really move up even another level, so it's about continuing momentum. Hopefully throughout this winter we can maintain that momentum into the World Cup. It doesn't get much bigger than that in India. So, it's an important week and we'll be giving it a right good go.
The first T20 against Pakistan is on Thursday in Dubai. And Britain's former cruiserweight and heavyweight world champion David Hay has announced his boxing comeback. He'll return to the ring on the 16th of January to fight Australian Mark Dermoy at London's O2 Arena.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with Kent Online.co.uk.